adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to adventures in pathfinding.
And there's also two children who are looking up, and they say, who are you?
And I go up to him with a big, nice smile.
Where are we coming in? Right here? Sorry, right here.
Where are the children?
Children are just, like, right here in the center, just kind of laying on the floor.
I say...
Wait, crotch first?
Jesus
Christ.
Like, up on their elbows ringing.
Up on their elbows ringing.
I take the doll out. I say, did one of you guys drop this?
They say yes, but they're not here.
Oh, where are they?
Who's they?
And, like, out of the closet, this, like, little boy pops up and goes, here I am. And, you think that might be Soren.
Are you, is your name Soren, little guy?
And he's like, yes.
Oh, what happened to Daddy?
He ate him.
He's dead.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's dead.
I have two dads, though.
Who's your other dad?
The other one is, like, he's just my protector.
Ew, gross.
Is his name Necro?
We were just talking about lesbian erotica.
And we just cuddled.
Is your dad's name
Necosaur?
No, he's in his study.
Do you want to go see him with us?
No, he's busy.
The
door's locked.
Your daddy told us that he needed to see us right away, but we can't...
You've never been here before. You have no idea what you're talking about.
I've been here. We've been here plenty of times. The house sent us.
You can roll a bluff check if you want.
What are you trying to do? You're trying to meet their dad?
Well, I'm pretty sure I don't have a bluff. That's an 11.
Well, you can always attempt it.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I just meant I didn't.
I've got a bluff.
Are we asking him where the guy is?
Soren's tone kind of changes.
Let me guess.
It's just like,
Eric, your bluff is one.
Like, where are you really from?
I guess he is a kid, but he is like 900 years old, so he's probably not
five.
Stupid.
Mine's 5'2" for once.
I go, okay.
I'm equal to you.
Well, we're going to go find your other dad.
For now.
He's like, Adam and Maynard, have you seen these two before? And they're like, no, I don't think so. And the one that she, it looks like, identified as Maynard is like standing up and is just like, you're not supposed to be here.
And I say, why not? Are you supposed to be here?
And Soren's like, Maynard, it's okay. Let's just talk to him for a while.
Yeah, listen to the lead singer of Tool.
That was Soren.
Hmm?
That was Soren.
I come and go, hey, these guys are just my size.
And like, yeah, you're short.
You want to hear a pretty song?
Like, you're creepy.
I offer him a pancake and say, please take us to your dad.
We don't want your pancakes out of your pockets.
So your dad's,
okay, I'm going to intimidate him. Take us to your dad.
Ten.
Oh my god.
Ten intimidation.
Take it to your dad!
That is not a 10, buddy. Only perception is really what you can't watch. I mean, there's some other things too. But yeah, you, like...
Plus 10.
They start laughing at you.
Like, all spitting at him. Double here up that.
They're like, oh, you look like a clown. You're funny.
I try to intimidate him again. Take us to your father. 24.
You can't intimidate him again.
Yes, I
not after a one.
Already did.
Okay.
Already done.
I want to be diplomatic.
All right.
Not enough.
They're like, oh, you're friendly.
Thanks.
Where'd you guys come from?
Just the hallway right over there.
Oh, come on, we're not that
We're
stupid.
Your next door neighbors.
There's no outside here. We have no neighbors.
There is. You guys just don't know how to get there.
You're like, you're dumb.
Yeah, so...
We came from outside.
You're little.
Outside the shadow. We came from the color version.
We came from the mirror.
You guys don't see that we're in color? You guys don't notice that we look different than everything else around?
Yeah, we know you're not from here. We just wanted to see what you said.
We're from next door.
Uh-huh. We're
from
the other side, maybe.
We're from next mirror over.
They kind of look at each other and giggle.
I say, you're a naughty little kid. Someone should pat your bottom.
Don't let him.
Pat?
Yeah.
Wow. He's a little body.
Boy, he's the pedophile.
He likes to pat bottoms. Wink. Wink.
That was in your character description. What is your background? Your real background.
Someone should swat your little bottoms, you little cheeky boys.
This is getting weird.
Pat Bottom. That used to be his name back in jail.
Like, what's it like out there on the other side?
It's very colorful. Oh, people in our color version, though, they have something wrong with their necks. Do you know anything about that?
No.
Why not?
We know that Nikasaur's been very angry lately.
Yeah, so
Maynard, and Maynard's kind of like, yeah, he wouldn't like you guys at all.
Yeah.
Well, we don't. Maybe
so
we don't
like
him.
I should go tell him.
Let's go tell him together.
We want to go tell him. You guys can stay here and play. We just want to go in and apologize to him.
See if he can get us home.
He kind of direct us to where he is.
And Maynard points to the door behind him there.
What's in this door behind me? Is that where that little kid came from?
Already?
That's, no, she came out of the closet.
So she came.
No, they say that Nika's already. He points to the room and says he's back there.
Will you kids come with us? Let's go find him.
Okay.
No, we're not coming with you into there.
I wish I was evil. I'd use you as hostages.
They say, that's fine.
Wait, so we can use you as hostages?
No, we can't die. We're not scared.
You can't die?
No.
Ever?
No, we don't think so.
Are you guys,
you guys
want to
find
out?
And
try?
No.
You guys live in a very horrible virgin of grandma.
Oh, Sarah speaks. Did you say virgin?
Virgin, yes. Are you a virgin?
Well, they are like 8 and 12 years old. So
yeah, but
yes.
They're... But
yeah,
they're
you
like
know,
like,
high
five.
Like, yeah.
That. I've seen that movie enough. There's probably way better.
Oil is like, not you're a virgin.
No, you said it first, Sarah. You
I said virgin.
You know, Oil, I need to change your alignments.
What else is in this room?
Just like books all over the place, shelves, and they like bulge and they're like moving around and stuff.
Perhaps they need a librarian.
Hey,
No.
Okay. Let's go. See.
You guys got any these books you want to recommend to me? Any of them that might have like something that might make me a little smarter against something?
Well, we've read all of them. I like this one that she hands you, like an Ironbound book, and do you have a linguistic skill?
I do.
Can you give me a linguistic swing? Linguini roll.
That'll be a 15.
Okay. You don't recognize what it says on the cover, but you do know recognize the language as Aklo, which is a, it's like, it's what the Fetchlings, it's like the Fetchlings' home, like, tongue.
Can we have this book?
Yeah, sure. You won't be able to leave with it, but sure.
Can we leave the room with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's this book about?
Let's go take it to those fetchlings in the other room and see.
It says it's about the Shadow Plane during a time long, long ago, well before we got here.
Do you got a manual of health here?
What? No, I don't think so.
Do you guys have any cure wisdom?
That's a magic item that increases your constitution permanently.
Like, no, that wouldn't help you. You stay away from my bottle.
Any other fun books?
You watch your little
what
smart
kind of
mouth.
What did Neckbreaker like?
Who?
Necrophiliac.
Him?
Nikasaur?
Yeah, Nikasaur.
He keeps all the ones he likes in his room.
Tell him that's awful greedy.
Is his name Nikasaur?
Yeah, but we don't really disobey him. Oh. It's Nikasaur.
Is he your discipline daddy?
I'm so proud. There's like nothing I can say right now, that guy. Even Cameron's offended.
I got one more question for you kids. Do you know where the heart of this house is?
They look at each other like they just shake their heads.
Which means yes. You guys like pancakes?
What?
We've never had pancakes.
Do you guys like backflips? Natural 20.
Backflips and pancakes fall out of his pockets and land in little piles in front of him.
They're like, wow, that was cool. We've never seen that before.
Yeah. So where's the heart?
We don't know where the heart's at.
Is it behind the door right here?
You know your greatest sense motive. They're like, no, it's not.
How was yours?
Yeah, natural 20.
Okay.
You can tell that they're not lying.
All right, let's go see Nikasaur. Let's get on with this.
What about the book? Do we want to have the... Well, do you want?
Well, if you want to go and give me a... Sorry, something. And a praise. God damn it.
A praise?
Yes, thank you.
18.
20.
20?
Right.
I'm afraid.
You can tell just by, like, the age of this book
mm-hmm.
and, like, what it's bound in and how it's bound in. It's probably worth over, like, 200 gold at least.
But we can't leave with it.
Well,
I'll put
can't leave with the way you think you should leave with it.
I'll put it in my backpack.
At least the way you'd like to leave with
yeah.
it. I'll leave it that way.
You'll do what with it?
Put it in my backpack.
I'm going to take it out of my hands and go, hey, okay.
Yep. Well, all I right. had to take it out of your hands to phrase it, didn't I?
I helped you.
All right, and
what's
the
book called?
Okay.
You're not sure. You just know that it's the title is in Aklo.
I
didn't
know that.
How do you spell Aklo?
Okay.
Hey, what language is it then?
I don't know.
All right.
Read and find out.
But you did overhear the kid say that it was about the Shadow Plane during the Age of Darkness.
I sit there and pretend to read it.
Okay.
Are there any pictures?
No.
Your brain starts hurting because you don't have high wisdom.
That's true. All right, you've been looking through it backwards.
He's like upside down. He's trying to read like this.
Isn't this manga? All right, so what would you guys like to do now?
Open the door.
Guys, gonna go in here?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Bye, kids. Hey, kids. You know where that key is you were talking about?
So, like, we weren't talking about a key.
Yeah, you said that your key that one room was locked.
Oh, his room's locked. Yeah.
You know where his key is for that?
Well, he's locked in there, and he'll come out.
Oh, okay.
They, Maynard comes up to the door, sort of knocks, and you hear, like, a low, like, gruff, like, what? And he's like, there's people here to see you.
Sir, let's get in the corner.
And you hear, like, a thick sound,
uh-huh.
like a snapping sound. And all you
all
hear
the
is,
kids little necks breaking.
You hear a, come in.
So, let me go ahead and draw this out real quick.
Ghost, hide shadows. I'm going to attempt to hide the shadows.
Oh, hide shadows.
I didn't do it very good.
I'm going to lay hands on myself real quick.
I know I didn't do it very good, so I'm going to do it again. I still didn't do it very good.
So, I have one more lay hands left.
I am attempting to hide shadows with an old hand.
Oh, you want me to sing a song about you hiding in shadows? I'm gonna hate you.
He's underneath the... He's hiding right over there. You can't see him.
Next to the bookshelf.
Soren's like, there's five or four of them.
What are you doing?
Well, he's not hiding, that's for sure.
See what's going on?
Yep.
Anyway, who's entering first?
It seems like you talk Snorlax. The same way you talk to your son.
Hey, little buddy.
Hey, you know what's going on? You know what's happening here?
Yeah.
So, Lexi, yeah. going
you
know, in first.
Okay. You want to go ice cream after this?
You didn't have to eat, little buddy?
Going in first.
I'll be behind
I'm
him.
I'm going first, Dad.
We don't kick.
You know what I used to always say to that? I used to go, you're right, but I do. And then I just
then you
it.
Beat the shit out of you. Oh, that's my dad.
As you listen to
Baywatch.
Okay, so you guys enter. Or Snorlax enters.
Snorlax enters.
Snorlax
enters.
Snorlax
enters. Be there.
Where's my guy?
I'm starting to cry.
Where's this book?
Good. Get it out.
No, you guys are in here. So.
Where's Nikasaur?
Yeah.
You need a cool Nikasaur.
Yeah, I mean, depending on how it goes, sure.
He has a shave. You didn't try to corrupt the whole entire...
I ask him what his favorite baseball stadium is. And he says what?
Shea
Stadium?
No, what you're talking about.
Shea Stadium?
I get it.
Yeah.
Does he use a gun?
You can't tell.
Well, can you tell me and I will tell anyone?
There are definitely no guns in here. Those weren't invented at that time period.
As we enter, I want to do a sense motive on him.
Okay.
So he really, like, pissed at us right off the bat. Yeah.
What'd you get?
I think it's gonna be a 5.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You can't tell how he feels about you, but you know he hasn't attacked you.
Okay. We're off to a good start.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to say to him,
Let's wait till the beginning of April, maybe, and I'll have better figures.
Well, that's fine. I'm not upset at whatever you use.
I have an imagination.
Wow.
I don't.
No, I'm not.
I say, hey, Nikasaur, nice to meet you.
He's like, hello. How may I ask, did you arrive here? I assume Stepan sent you?
Yeah, he trapped us in the mirror.
Give me a bluff check.
I like how he's kind of hiding when we lie. Yeah. That out of character, right?
Well, he did trap us in the mirror.
That's true.
I guess so. It was more of a willing
yeah.
Yeah.
Willing trap. Anyway,
but we are trapped in the mirror. 11.
Okay. He's like, no, you didn't.
Yeah, we're trapped.
Stepan sent you here to kill me.
No, he didn't send us here to kill you specifically.
Oh, he did. I know exactly what's happening out there. It's like, I know that his citizens are dying.
Mm-hmm.
I know that he has become insane nearly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's putting
a
little mirror.
How you guys can get out of here.
So do I.
Get out of here.
And
want to get out of here? Talk to me.
We should come to an agreement.
Detect evil.
Detect evil? I'm pretty sure he's evil. Can I do detect evil? I didn't have my spells back.
Detect evil, you can do whatever you want.
All right.
Yeah, you're on comments.
Detect evil.
Yeah, he's evil blind.
He's neutral. He's neutral evil.
I say I don't work with evil people.
He's like, well then I guess you'll be stuck here, won't you?
No.
Oh, so nope. You're just gonna go to the mirror and be like, hey, Stepan, let me out.
No, he told us how to get out.
You want to kill the hard knot? Huh?
Maybe.
Yeah, real
well,
hard
good luck. Good luck without me.
Why? What do we need you for?
Well, I know you don't know where it is.
Well, yeah, but we can walk around. We can find things.
Yeah, the house allows you so. I guess so far it has.
Yeah.
Perhaps it's tired of me.
Yeah, you're kind of boring. I could get that.
Yeah.
So what do you offer us?
Well, if you guys allow me to come with you, we can destroy the house together, and we'll exit through the mirror. And then I will...
What will you do once you're on the other side?
I will rightly kill Stepan, reclaim my what is due to me.
I don't think
his family's been treacherous for over 1,000 years now.
I'll give you that what he did was not very nice, but I can't...
1,000 years?
Okay, what else?
Yeah, he's been alive for...
Stepan
hey.
Has?
No, he said his family.
Oh. Stepan. Fucking vampires.
Damn vampires. Anyway, sure, I'm very rich. I have a lot of wealth in the material world.
Yeah, where?
I can offer you that.
You haven't been there in 900 years. Well, you
right,
were there.
You think
there
I wasn't
year.
There before?
All the interest rates are...
I was there within Stepan's body.
Yeah, that's true. What'd you do in that body?
You know,
was it like being John Malkovich?
I was setting up my revenge.
I don't know if I really want to let you out.
Anyway, he's like, do you agree or not?
I'm going to say no. We can find the heart.
Well, will he help us in the battle? I mean, so
absolutely.
Yeah, but I don't want him to get out.
What's your reasoning? You gotta...
He's evil.
He's neutrally evil.
He's...
So, basically...
If you read the description of paladins, they don't align themselves ever with evil people. Unless they think it's for a better
he's
good.
He's sort of like... I don't know why Stepan agreed Nick on our agreement. I was gonna give him his body back, as we planned. I never once had any intentions of keeping his body for longer than the deal allowed.
I agree, Stepan made many mistakes in this. He should have never... He killed his brothers.
And you're worried about me? Did you ever use your paladin abilities on him?
You're right, hold on. Let us go back out of this mirror real quick.
It's like, so, if that's your answer, you won't help me.
Okay, this is what we'll do.
While they're gabbing, they want to do a perception check around the room. Okay.
This is what we'll do. You ready? I got a deal for you. Neko hurt. Neko went first.
Yeah, 19.
Okay. You can tell that it's a very, very nice apartment, and it almost looks like it could just be, it would be like a lord or a king's personal room. But everything's in gray, so.
I want to.
Where are the books that the kids are talking about?
They're just like stacked on his little like desk there. He's back here.
Okay, I want to tell him that if he helps us get out of the mirror, you need to end this with Stepan peacefully without killing him. It's like you both made mistakes in this, but I can't allow you to go back just to kill him.
He's like, we both made mistakes.
Yes.
You don't know the whole story.
All right, then lay it on me.
His family had been murdering us, Shays and Fetchlings alike, for well over 300 years that started. It was genocide. And as a paladin, I think you could come to term, or at least agree with me in this aspect. But I don't expect you to agree. I mean,
well,
that was so long ago.
My man, look, genocide is terrible. I don't work with evil people.
He says, like, enough. Like, loud and angrily. He, like, slams his fist down on the desk.
Mm-hmm.
Now what's it gonna be?
I
told you my offer. I will... You can help us get out of here, but I cannot allow you to kill him. Let's
That's
get out.
Not acceptable.
How about he helps us three find him, and then you're helping us three as well, but you're not helping him.
I don't think it works that way.
No.
So do you have a shard of the mirror?
I don't think that concerns you.
You must.
Why?
Or you said, wait, you tried earlier. You told me Stepan tried to trap you, huh? That's obviously a lie. So you must have a shard of the mirror.
No. Maybe. I don't think that concerns you, sir.
Go ahead and give me another bluff check.
I'm not lying. I'm just saying it doesn't concern him.
No,
I didn't.
You just said,
I take back
maybe.
The. I take back the no. It's
okay,
just maybe.
Right.
Maybe. Our supplies do not concern
you,
sir.
Give me a bluff check. Or my
D20. It's a 2. No, we don't. As I hold it in front of him.
That's my personal mirror. That's a compact. I'm sure you've seen one of those.
I'm not trying to lie to him. I'm just trying to tell, you know. Be...
I'm just trying to not tell the truth to him.
No, I'm. Not, I don't want to say no. But just like
he brandishes his swords and
uh-huh.
says, "I'm. And he's going to take it from you."
All right.
So everyone roll in the
shadows. Oh boy. I'm still hiding in the shadows. By the way,
you are not hiding in the shadows.
That's 25. I was too.
No, the kid outed you.
What?
Said that there was 4 of you.
We can kill him.
He doesn't know
we'll flank him. We'll flank him.
I'll flank
Plus,
him
you,
later.
You were talking also. You gotta remember, being stealthy means not making sound.
I wasn't talking.
Yes, you were. You were talking.
I was whispering.
Oh,
yeah.
Anyway, that's what this guy looks like.
Yeah.
Is that Shadow Link?
Pretty awesome. Yeah, that's Shadow Link. You guys are in the ultimate version of Hyrule.
All right,
Where's my D20? Oh, right in front of me. Where's the stupid ball one?
What's that say?
18?
Plus your 2, don't you have?
For initiative?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, 0's with the 12.
Okay. 2 seconds here.
0's 12. Almo?
17.
Oila?
3.
Damn.
That's always with the high initiative.
Oil is just shocked that he didn't believe in his lie.
I wasn't trying to lie. I was just trying to tell him it doesn't concern him.
See, that's what he keeps doing. I'm just trying to say it doesn't concern you.
It doesn't concern him.
But, I mean, since you're a paladin of King Kaylee, which I only allowed in the first place, it's fine.
So he's got 2 swords?
From what you can tell, yes.
I was really... Well, I didn't mean
to. I probably need to get multiple attacks per round.
Well, that means he's gonna die, because he's stupid.
Well, something's gonna die, I know that.
Omo, what's your dex modifier?
8+2. I'm scared.
Oh, you wanna make me kill him?
Yeah,
that's you
I'm more dexterous, you die.
Can I get the stats on those silver swords real quick?
The long swords?
Yeah, silver
swords. It's 1d8. For sure. And I don't remember the rest of it, but
that would be
great. I'm guessing he might need silver to hurt. Be hurt?
Could be.
So I might as well just try to
do that. We'll use that scroll projection. That's
I could smite him.
Well, you can't.
I had those bad.
You should have rested before we came in.
I asked those specialists.
We're fighting. Wake up.
Yeah.
After their legs, take their door and threaten them.
Yeah, so they felt like they had to.
Bunch of losers.
Oh, you should try stabbing them with the heart of the...
No, they don't run off, but they'll be stuck in
them. All right, Snorlax,
maybe
you are up first.
Come on, move.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Here's my hammer. You want a real nice look at it? Boom. Give him a...
So six.
Total?
13. Boom.
13 total?
Yeah,
that's a miss.
All right. You see this?
Yes, yeah, very nice.
Doesn't it look good?
And then he stabs you.
Who's attacking now?
Yes. Yeah, Geeksaur is attacking
me.
Right in front of him. What? Yeah, I only tried to hit him with a hammer.
Huh.
19 hit your AC?
No. Yeah, it's a. DC 17, right? That didn't go up any on my level. How do I raise that?
Which one's
buy better armor?
Is
that pretty much it? That's pretty much the only thing I can do besides.
I'm not sure.
What else can you do? Mm-hmm. There has to be some kind of miscellaneous modifier.
He slashes at you with both swords. One hits you for 4 damage, and the other one misses you entirely.
No.
Right, both of them hit you.
No,
the second one got you in the throat. You're bleeding.
Is armor the only way to increase AC?
Dex. Magic items, tech, severity. What I'm about to do to Snorlax here when it's my turn.
Yeah. All right,
you gonna like jump on him?
Shifts. Do I get an attack on opportunity?
No,
you
just shoved.
No.
You know, let's do your rules. You're the DM now.
No,
what do you think should happen?
No.
I think we should push him out the window. That
so
oh, can we do that?
So is there a table right there?
No.
Right next to?
Yeah, it was here. He was here. It was like basically kind of side.
Oh, because he was like way over there.
But yeah, he was right there. And yeah.
Because he banged his hand down.
Well, that's the corner.
Oh. I don't know if it's turning.
It is almost.
Hey, everybody!
It is almost your turn.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense because it is his turn.
You don't make
I will
sense
use one of my scrolls, protection from evil, on Snorlax.
Okay, and get that open to what it does.
I
completely forgot to look at it.
It's pretty big.
Thank you.
So 3 different things. Gain +2 deflection bonus to AC and resistance bonus on saves against evil creatures.
Okay.
Melee gets another saving throw against
I'm gonna go last.
Charms.
I know
and
you are. I'm going to have to
saving throws.
+2
on.
Stays there, I like
prevents bodily contact by evil summoned creatures.
Protects. I'm sorry, what was the last one?
Move in
if he summons
right.
anything, it
okay.
won't be able to touch him.
Okay.
No, but if you just delay your turn until after mine, then I can go, and then you can move.
And I can move. Yeah,
1 minute.
I'll do that.
Okay,
so now, did you want to, did you move? You moved already, sorry. So now it goes to Syros.
Which, Syros is delaying his turn until after David, or Poilus.
Okay.
My turn?
Yep.
Run and hit. I'm going to charge.
Charge?
Yeah.
You're right. Okay, that's fine.
18.
That is a miss.
What?
Suck. I'm just joking. Be on our side.
He's like, I offered.
You better block him because he's probably going to.
Oh, yeah, he's probably. That book was something that.
Alright, now what were you going
to
do?
Now I'm going to turn. My normal turn.
Right. Okay. Do you just want to see if he's going to hit him like a death ray or something?
No, that way
you
can flank him.
He can't fit back there, so.
What?
Okay,
can I fit here? Is that flanking?
Yes. I'm pretty sure it's not, but go ahead. I'm almost positive to be directly across from each other.
Maybe right there?
Yes.
You.
Alright,
I just wanted you there to block from getting to the door.
So let's see here.
Maximus. His AC is pretty high.
Once I go down, how many do you lose for being flanked?
Two.
That's it. I probably could have hit him.
Alright, so Snorlax.
Out.
Snorlax.
Snorlax, it's your turn.
I attempt to hit him with my hammer once again. I missed. I see that.
Oh, no.
That's
one.
What is that, a two?
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, oh, that almost was really good.
What is that?
15.
Or 10 plus my attack?
Yeah.
17.
16.
That you don't confirm it, but you do.
Plus 7?
Yeah. Because of
that, we
roll your damage, please.
No, it's a plus 7 because of my.
But anyway,
that
you didn't confirm it though. So
what?
roll your hit. You did not confirm.
17 doesn't confirm even if he's flanked.
No.
Nope.
Even if he's flanked.
Even if he's
gonna be hard to hit. Wait, does that work? Does that work with the confirm too? Or does that add into the confirming of the crit? I thought that was just the hit.
Yeah, because you're trying to hit the same AC.
Okay.
Because he's flanked.
Okay, well then, yeah, that's a hit then.
So,
go ahead and roll the damage.
What is this again?
Sorry, I just thought that, like,
well,
confirming
it,
the crit. Confirming the crit was different.
Yeah. I'm trying to help you out.
Okay. 8 times 3. That is 94.
97? Wow-wee.
I bet this guy has good stuff.
101.
Just like your brooch.
Yeah, your hammer comes down on his armor really, really loud. You hear, like, this big hollow sound, and he's just like,
ugh. How hard does it come?
All over you.
Right.
It's a Bukkake video.
Wow.
I call this hammer Bukkake.
I shall call it.
Alright, and now
did it look like he was hurt from that?
Yes.
Okay.
Wouldn't
well,
you if I came on that?
Well, because
your
he's
arm?
Like a shadow thing. I didn't know if... Also no?
Sure hope so. Wouldn't that be funny if we were down here and you were getting totally robbed by something
no,
the entire time?
No,
that
would be funny.
Would be funny.
Why is Allison more furniture?
Man, that guy's shifty.
I don't even like me.
Oh, botch!
This could be an instant death. No. It just drops one of his weapons.
Idiot. See what evil does?
Somebody pick up that weapon!
Alright, and then, yeah, that's all he's gonna do. So now it goes to Olmo.
You want protected from evil from you, too?
Sure!
I do it on David.
What does that give me?
Plus 2 to AC and save against evil.
Yeah.
Would you like to move? Yeah, I'm gonna leave right out this door, actually.
Yep. And then I kind of vanish and leave.
I did my part. Peace.
See you guys. I'm gonna go play with the kids.
Yeah.
Alright, I'll move back a little bit.
How do you get your attack bonus again?
Maybe.
Goes up by level.
Yeah, it goes up by level. It'll say no.
Otherwise, there's feats that increase it.
Yeah, it's the level, and then you don't add anything into strength.
Oh, okay. So yeah, you should only be at 6.
Strength other than your attack bonus?
Okay.
It'll go into your
also,
hit
you
bonus.
Also,
yeah,
I did
get
that.
No, I was.
I have to. Because
we corrected the one thing.
Okay, and then after you said that to me,
it's fine.
What did
gone,
I tell
I'm not
you?
Gonna
what? Next turn.
I said it's because of my feet.
Zeros.
Oh.
My feet give me one. Fuck you! Don't even listen to
this.
Usually asleep.
My turn.
Yes.
Remove me
did
from
you want
the place on the other side.
It's 7. My feet gives me plus
okay,
one
cool.
to my attack. 22.
That's a hit.
Ten.
Dang.
Alright. Back to the top with Snorlax.
With the
already again?
Get in between him and the door.
He's right at the door.
He is?
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Well, just get right.
Tackle.
He's not right at the door, is he?
There's a door behind.
There is a door there.
Tackle
oh.
him.
Yeah, you should tackle him. Like, hold him.
Yeah, I got a good strength.
So you're gonna attempt to grapple the shadow.
Well, he's grappable. Is he grappable?
Grappable.
Okay.
Grapple
I mean, whether you're going to do it or not.
9 plus your CMB.
CMB is 7.
What did he roll?
9.
16.
Yeah, it's not enough. He dodges your grapple. Your crapple.
I go like this.
Exactly.
And he goes.
Yeah, his armor just like splits apart and then it reassembles.
This guy's awesome. We should have joined
him. Yeah, you guys should have been friends. Can't be friends with an evil character. Alright, now it's his toin. He does not like David. Come on, no blotching. Oh, that's not good. It's gonna help either. Alright. He's gonna swing again with his other sword. Oh,
yeah,
no, he dropped it.
With the sword.
So, yeah. He misses that. And, can he pick that up as a move action? I can't remember.
I think he gets an attack.
He gets to pick it up, but he'll get it 3 attacks of opportunity against them.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think I'll, I think he's smart enough to not do that. So.
Well, if he's got a high enough armor, he won't really worry about it.
Yeah. I don't know, 3 of them though, but one of them hits. Yeah, he's gonna stay in his ground. So, yes, he's gonna stay.
Are the kids just looking in and crying?
No, they're not.
Yeah,
they're not looking in. But I'm sure they're crying. Yeah. So it goes to Omo.
Oh, do I want to cast Burning Hands and kill all my enemies at once? Oh, wait, they're all right in front of me. Ooh.
They're friends. It's friendship.
I think
time.
It's time to try this whip shit out. So I want to try to trip them with a whip attack.
Okay.
Which I can stand farther away from. That's
right.
Whip.
Whip it good.
I hope so.
Do, 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 do.
Whip it.
Do, 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 do. Do.
How was the Cheesecake Factory? What'd you have, the shepherd's pie?
I didn't eat there. I had a cheesecake there.
You didn't? What? You just went and had cheesecake?
I went.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I brought some
like, whip, and he's just like,
what's
up?
Nice
like,
of you. What
kind
did you get?
I got him Reese's Pieces.
Alright,
Snickers.
The Snickers is good.
19?
I get the
banana
blank.
One.
No, 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 no.
That's
no, 19.
It's a hit.
And I'm flanking, correct?
Was that good?
Yes. That's why you have...
What do you have, like some endangered
damage.
Frogs?
Yes.
Something.
Yeah, that's alright. I'll let 14
of them endangered
get it.
Frogs.
Isn't that what they serve there? Is endangered things?
No.
From the rainforest?
Well,
I'm
yeah,
guessing
that's
like
totally illegal.
Oh.
His armor's sort of like kind of shedding off him slowly, and you can see within it that he's just like more shadow.
Yeah, I think
it's my turn?
No, it's Snorlax's turn.
Snort
up? Yeah. Should I grapple him again?
No, he's not running. Just hit him.
I just went.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Your last time.
Never
mind. I'm start writing the other shit down here.
You get dry erase.
I didn't hit him. That wasn't a bot.
Okay. All right, now it goes to Snorlax.
I was thinking about fighting dry erase.
Is that a crit chance?
I don't think
so. I think it is. 19 to 20.
Is that a 19?
Yeah.
Looks like a 2 from here.
Put on here.
It's sideways.
What is it?
It's a Warhammer. I don't think that
Warhammer.
Do you remember David, your killer character?
I don't know where to put
it.
What
character?
The Innkeeper Badger.
Does it? I haven't played him in so long. I thought he just used a, Oh, yeah. No, it's not.
No, it's not. He's going to have to crit. It's not. So 26, does that hit? Or
yes,
no?
It does.
How do you remember that I had a wyvern? I don't even remember.
Because I knew it again.
I know. I also have a hunk of money.
I know what your character's doing right now.
Hunk of your favorite weapon.
Okay. You got to roll for damage.
Thank you.
Oh, you're hurting me. I just put this in here to balance it.
Eight.
He did. For the audience at home, it was 8.
Is he dead yet?
For the live loading.
No, he does scream out that he will fight to the death. He can't, you know, he can't escape anyway.
That's the point of fighting idiots.
Why don't you tell that to Omo?
Why won't I say it to Omo?
That's the point of fighting. He's got a spell to leave, and he was going to leave you guys at one time at the cave. So obviously
that's
not the point, is it?
That technically never happened.
Oh, dude.
It did, right. So that means
hey, could
zero
you try to,
sand, no, David or did.
Could you try to use your wand on this guy so that he could show us where the heart is?
Why would I want to heal
him? No, the wand of control, like where you can control people.
I think he's almost dead.
19.
I know, but
Tracy,
we don't.
David?
We still don't know where the
yeah.
heart is.
David.
What?
You're being hit.
By what?
With a 19.
Yeah. What's your AC?
It's 15, 17 with your plus 2.
9 points of damage, please.
Woo. You still want me
to? I don't know. Do you think it would work?
Might.
We could just, or just if you could just use it for one round, get him to tell
all
us.
Right, all
one
out's your
turn.
I don't know if I want to waste it on him. If he's almost dead.
Does have 3 charges.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think you should all 3 of them into 1 mega charge.
Just kidding, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Manga.
That's alright. You could. I changed it to Kamehameha.
I can't say that.
I refuse to say that.
I've
never been
to
whip it.
Yeah,
I'm
try to whip it.
Yeah.
I used my wand to command.
Yeah, I got the same thing about last time. I would say I wasn't meant to do attacks.
I think a bot with a whip would be so fun.
Like you just tie yourself up.
Yeah, you're like, whoa. And then, like, a severe one, you need to hang yourself somehow. Dang!
Let's confirm that.
Before you do, go, tell us where the heart is!
Tell us where the heart is before I slay you.
And he says never.
Please?
Please.
Not a confirm.
Yeah, he's like, why would I tell you after that?
Imagine if he confirmed and did all that back. Well, I can't backstab him. Dang, 10, 14, plus, what was it again? 3, 2,
1,
plus 2, which is 16.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, everybody.
I thought you were saying 1 is the loneliest number.
Alright, Oila.
Me?
He hit you.
I go, that wasn't very nice hitting me like that. 20.
Alright.
Is that hit?
Yeah, that's a crit, right?
Well, it's not natural.
Oh, okay. Unnatural. It looked like it from here.
That is an 11.
He screams out, "No, my revenge will never be realized!" And just kind of collapses into like a pile of armor.
I loot him. He just like taking the stuff inside.
As he's dying, be quiet. Try taking
it. I loot that shit.
I bet his swords are cool.
But they actually, once it on the floor, I thought someone was going to pick it up off the floor.
I would have if it was an opportunity attack for him. Attack of opportunity.
His swords are a plus one long sword and a plus one short sword.
Ooh. So awesome. How does it work when if I want to use 2 short swords?
You'd have to
don't
be...
Don't you use 2 weapons, though?
It'd be 2 weapons, and you would have a since you don't have any of the feats, it'll be -8, -8. Wow.
Yeah.
Sure.
But you look really cool.
Yeah. Except you look like a fool using them. -8, -8.
Yeah.
But when you walk in, you look cool.
Yeah.
You're like, oh.
There was rogue builds that use 1 weapon, and then there's rogue builds that use 2 weapons. You just have to take feats. And it's a shitload of feats.
It'd be less if either offhand weapon was smaller. It'd be like -8, -6 or something.
It's like the long sword and short sword.
In other words. Yeah.
What about the armor? What's up with that?
It was just studded leather armor.
What?
Is anybody gonna... There's no way that was just studded leather armor.
Yeah, it really was. I don't think you guys know what CR rating this guy is. Or was.
What CR rating are you?
You just burble.
I intimidate.
5?
I intimidate the board group.
So
you're searching his body?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's just got +1 studded leather.
I don't know either.
Yeah,
I want to look around the room see if I find anything that pertains to where the heart is.
And a potion of cure serious wounds.
Is that cure wisdom?
Serious wounds.
Wisdom's a serious one.
Wisdom has always been serious.
Can I try to pour it on my brain?
Yeah, go ahead.
You start pouring it in your ear.
You get infection.
Make better.
You get ear infection.
Yeah,
you're supposed to boil it first.
You know what? I have a thing. I already have a potion of cure light wounds.
This is serious wounds, man.
I heard you. Jesus, fuck, I quit.
I also do a perception check around the room to see if there's anything worth a value. Or
I,
yeah, let's check the book, though. Did you write down everything that we got?
No, I didn't know I was in charge of it.
Yeah?
Oh.
Because you're gone one day, you think you got free from that duty?
Well, you have the papers.
I take...
Gone now, so now you're back.
I'm going to take out my piece of coral and hold it around and see if it does anything.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Yeah, nothing happens. You feel like you're at a concert. Swaying your coral back and forth.
You should do that every time we beat it really hard.
All right. So, yeah, you're at a...
One time it's going to do something awesome.
No, my revenge!
You're at a Queensryche concert. They're playing Silent Lucidity.
I don't like Queensryche. I don't know.
Your character does.
Oh, he does.
Yeah,
I love pancakes at Queensryche.
Did he have any gold on him?
No.
Wait, did you say Queens of the Stone Age or Queensryche?
Queensryche.
Okay, I'm on board.
So Silent Lucidity.
Oh,
no,
that's
so he has a plus one long sword, plus one short sword,
plus one studded leather armor.
Nobody's gonna take any of that.
All my stuff's better than that.
I'm only wearing studded leather.
Damn, your warhammer is weak.
So I use an axe.
Plus
your
one.
War axe is weak.
What's a master great axe? What's the difference between that and just regular great axe?
If I grab onto the long sword,
master
the
work.
Movement
master
my
work.
Size,
it should just be a plus one to your hit with it.
And then what's the plus one sword?
Plus one is hit to hit and to damage.
Oh yeah, and then what about when it comes to studded leather armor? What's the plus one on there?
It also talks to you.
Plus.
I'm just kidding.
Well,
it's like, wow, I should
get back to my kid. It does plus one AC, and then it's everything else is just like it's masterwork. So
okay,
and it can't be broken through normal means.
So if anyone else isn't going to take the longsword, I will, because magic weapons fit the wearer.
Are badass. I'll take the studded leather armor for sure.
Right.
Plus one.
Yay, a weapon! I can maybe hit the wind.
And you were gonna look through the tone.
Almost you took the sword.
Oops.
Now hang on to the short sword. I think I'm already using a masterwork short sword, so I'll just hang on to that. Which means my AC goes up by one.
Alright.
Let's see how this works.
Yeah, most of the tomes on the most of the books on the table are covered in dust. And
he hasn't been reading these at all.
He can't.
But there's a few of them that are seem to be almost new. And that's not your girl, sir. I would hope that's not your girl, sir. So you have a very hard life. Can't ride a bike. Can't sit down. Gotta be careful how I sit down, or I pinch them between my thighs. Girls think it's like a piece of cheese coming off of spaghetti. Just this long trail of mozzarella.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. That's a Doug Stanhope joke. Balls and cheese.
You know, one time...
I had cheese balls.
One time, I was...
Story time.
I was driving home, and this can stay on the mic for the record.
That's right.
So, I was driving home, needed to pee. So bad. Worst pee in my life. Needed to pee. Coming back from Iowa City. So, I'm run into the house. Run inside the bathroom. Trying to get my belt off. Not coming off. And I'm just struggling. Get my pants down. And as fast as I can, I sit down on the toilet. And I'm going to sit down because I'm like, I need a pee so bad. I just want to sit and rest. I'm not going to stand up and it's going to shoot everywhere.
That's
I just push my jug down and sit down. Oh, man. The fucking lid was closed. Didn't check the lid first. Sat right on my balls.
Oh,
needed to pee the worst in my life. Sat down right on my balls.
You're gonna love this story when you come back to it later.
I immediately...
Am I leaving it in?
Immediately,
yeah.
Immediately did not want to pee anymore.
We need to post
pictures. That's something that old people, old men do, is
we
sit on their balls.
We need to post pictures of Cameron and just have arrows pointing to it that say Snorlax. Sat on
know.
Balls. Love your description.
Snorlax balls.
Most likely to sit on balls.
Right on my balls.
And sit down and pee. There's that too.
I always sit down to pee. That's a nice way to
hey,
stop and rest.
Cameron, do this.
Gross.
You can't take a picture. Keep doing it.
There you
go.
I got it. There you go.
flip in between them really quickly so it looks like this.
Yeah, I'll make a GIF.
That'd be awesome. And now the official Avengers and Pathfinding GIF.
We've all been clamoring for it.
Mm-hmm. Our fans won.
Anyway, you're checking through the books?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How would you identifying... That would be a spellcraft check, correct?
If it's a spell book,
yes. Okay. And you have that, right?
I do.
Okay. Well, I guess you can just take... I mean, if you want, you can just take time to look through them and figure them out.
Take a 20.
Okay, take a 20, and there's six of them.
Six
books.
And they are...
Well, while you guys are hanging around, you know, admiring your handiwork with the set of armor on the floor.
Yeah,
should
we still help them?
It's just like a pile of shadow stuff. Anyway, you determine one of the books to be a spell of black tentacles. One of the books to be a spell of innervation. It's a hentai. One of the spells to be a fear spell. One of the books is a fear. Is a fear. Bees. Bees is a
fear. Black tentacles.
And a spellbook of fear of bees.
What?
No, it's a spirit. You're like, I want hornets.
So fear of black tentacles, just a two?
Phantasmal killer.
Oh, baby.
Woo! That's where you have to watch the Phantasm movies in a row.
Did you ever play this computer game? It's called Phantasmagoria.
Yeah.
My friend had it, and I think the only reason we ever played it is because there were boobs in it.
Anyway, nice. Shadow Conjuration is another one.
Shadow Conjuration?
Yes. And Shadow Evocation is the last one.
I guess he was last two.
Shadow Conjuration and Shadow Evocation.
What are all these things? Books?
Spell books. They were on the table.
Shadow.
Why didn't that guy read a lot, but he didn't really do much?
No. After dropping his sword.
So can I cast those
kind of
from the books? Like a scroll type thing? Or?
I think you could just learn them. Like, they go into your spellbook, don't they?
None of those are skills I can learn, I don't think.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll look it up after.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Because, I mean, shadow spells aren't really going to do you much good here, so.
Sure aren't. So, Black Tentacle will be good when I go see Breezehold.
Try a panorama shot?
Yeah.
Oh, it failed.
Yeah, no shit.
What?
I'm
on panoramic.
No, you gotta hit all the... You gotta hit all the spaces.
Well, now I see that.
Alright.
And you can't move... And you're not supposed to move around like this.
I didn't know that. It's the first time.
Well,
so
after,
I'm telling
after
you
combat,
right now,
the sounds
like
of combat
this,
kind of
like
died
this.
Out.
Like,
the little
like
kids
this,
come running in the room. And they're like, where's Nika? And they sort of stop, and they start crying. And then they're just kind of like, we're never going to get out of here. And they're just like, they start bawling.
You want to get out of here?
And
talk to me.
They sort of kind of like saunter off and just sort of leave the room.
Aww.
You guys kind of hear the crying from a distance.
From a distance.
So now that you made some kids cry, what would you like to do now?
I feel good.
Very
good. Well, I think we should push on to next room.
Yep.
And possibly piss off another person that might be able to help us with the final objective. Possibly.
Well, hey, you guys now know that at least you stopped the plague.
You think that stops and get that everybody's neck?
The goiter gate is sealed.
That when his name was Nekasaur.
I did too.
Nekasaur.
Being
called Nekasaur, whatever. Nekasaur.
He's a really lame Pokemon.
Yeah, his name's like Jugula.
So the kids are in there? I want one more time. Where is... Do you guys...
No, the kids ran off.
Oh. What's up with that big knight thing?
The dead body as Pixar?
No. In the other room.
The
kids.
That was one of the kids that chose for.
He had a growth spurt.
Okay, well, let's go through that. Let's go in that other door. We gotta kill this house.
Gotta kill it. Alright, you gonna go into that room?
Yep.
Okay.
Snorlax, kick open the
I'm
door.
I'm not gonna bother drawing it out because it's tiny.
Before he does that, I'm going to get shadows.
I sure wish I could cast Phantasmal Killer.
What's it do? Phantasm Killer.
Feed a Phantasmal image of the most fearsome creature imaginable to the subject simply by forming the fears of the subject's subconscious mind into something that his conscious mind can visualize. The most horrible beast.
So it's like that Who Are You Afraid of the Dark episode?
So
where they
like Snorlax.
It's like in the first Batman movie when that.
The Scarecrow?
The Scarecrow, yeah.
Snorlax,
yeah,
it would be like Gary.
Harry Potter.
Only the spell subject can see the phantasmal killer.
It would be Gary.
You
like,
only see a vague
shape.
Why can't you
cast
no!
The wizard spell. I mean, I could.
Get away from my Pokemon.
Fake cast it with magic things,
but. What's up, Orange Cat?
Well, we can sell it.
Before he gets a will stick, record those images unreal. If that fails, the phantasm touches the subject, and the subject must succeed a fortitude save or die from fear.
I can't be.
You can die from being scared.
I'm going to open the door.
Instant dead. Right.
As soon as opens the door.
Piss me off again.
And, I
don't want to read you.
Well, if you do that, I'm immune to fear, so...
There's a... He just opens up, it's just like a... It looks like probably Nikosaur's bedroom.
Yeah,
just got like a bed, dresser.
So,
about it.
I search it.
Hey, look, I see the thing I'm afraid of the most, but
the
it doesn't bother me.
With the
perception check.
While keeping in mind, for traps.
What are we looking in? Closet?
Nikosaur's bedroom.
28.
I'm in there, too, and I do a perception check.
You were looking for traps?
I'm just searching the room while keeping in mind there may be traps. Some both.
Well, you'd make two different perceptions.
Tell you what, I'll look for traps. That's a 20.
I think I
read
that.
Yeah, you don't. You don't appear.
Oh wait, never mind. I was adding. That's only 13. I was getting
for traps.
My other character. Yes.
Okay, so you don't appear to see any traps.
Okay.
Actually, be a
20. Well, with my 29, I'll look for 28. I'll look for anything that will look for value.
Okay.
When you're looking for like secret doors and stuff, it's a separate check, correct?
I'm looking for a secret door.
Right. I was going to get you guys anyway. Just
no,
what?
It's a perception.
It is your perception.
Check,
no matter what.
So
okay.
Like if it's a 20 and you get above a 20, they're like, oh, you find a little thing that makes the door open.
All right. Well, while you're searching around the room, you find you like move over the mat, like in the center, like the carpet in the center of the room, and beneath it's like a secret door.
And
it is locked.
I picklock it.
There's a little heart shape on top of the door.
With my masterwork picklock. Set.
I think you love that. Wait, shut up.
Picklock?
Whatever, lock picking.
I should make you do the blocking thing from Oblivion.
Which is that a disabled device or an actual lock?
It's like a dumb fucking game that no one can ever do without.
Would that be a disabled device or what?
Yes, disabled device.
Disabled device, yeah.
You noob broke.
Sorry, I was gone.
Let's keep doing it anyway. 26. Yeah, that unlocks it. Nice little satisfying pop that, you know,
I fly over
so well it's custom to.
I fly over and go, what you doing?
You tell him that you've found nothing.
God, Oily, so nosy.
You're
freaking her out. Come on, guys. She's just trying to eat.
All right, and then inside, the little door there. Is a scroll of daylight, a potion of remove disease, and a masterwork hand crossbow with 12 silver bolts.
I'll take it.
Do you even use crossbows?
I got a crossbow.
It's a hand crossbow.
Oh,
with
12
silver bolts?
No. As in, like, it's
no, you got
one.
On that.
Scroll of daylight, what was the potion?
One, rather than two.
I didn't catch the potion.
Cure moderate wounds.
Oh, so it's...
And there's also...
Probably
nah, you got lucky here. A wand of lesser restoration with 14 charges.
What's that do?
Gets rid of your wisdom.
Hey, help me! You can use
help
wand.
Me.
I hold it up to Olmo and go, help!
You don't know what it is, though.
I pick it up and I make it one.
Alright, so I went to
Olmo. So do I get my wisdom back?
Olmo,
no, he just lose,
you
lose 2 HP.
Oh, shit.
Are you taking the crossbow?
I already took that plus one sword if somebody else wants the crossbow.
Do you want the crossbow?
What is the crossbow damage?
I hate crossbows.
Is it better than the one I got?
Well,
it's a masterwork hand crossbow. So.
You shouldn't be using
a
crossbow.
Well, I got one D8.
Why shouldn't he be?
Because he runs in there. He fights.
I know, but if he runs in from a distance.
I mean, otherwise
from
I'll take
a distance, the world looks blue and green. And
I didn't know anything past distance. So.
That's all you have?
I mean, if it's masterwork, I'll take it, I guess. If no one else will use it.
Yeah, these guys are like singing to each other, so.
Alright, well, pretty much I'm going to be
no,
taking
I asked if it's. He'll use it more often than you do. Let's
what's the difference between a hand crossbow
would you
and a crossbow?
Take it already?
Hand crossbow that can be held in one hand and shot, like crossbows that requires two.
Does it still take a full turn to load?
No.
Oh.
You want to take that as well, Elmo? That way you. What?
I think he's the only one that can read it.
Daylight.
What do those do? Does it just make things light?
Yeah, it can dazzle people who are, like, if you're, like, underground. If you're, like, a dark lands creature, daylight
mm-hmm.
can dazzle.
Oh.
What's the cleric level or the caster level of that?
I believe it's only a 3.
That means you can cast.
I can cast all of them. I can cast one that was 100 this level if I roll
yeah.
high enough.
And let's move on.
Let's do it.
You know what?
Wait, should we rest? I'll get all my spells back.
You've used spells?
Mm-hmm. Like that, I could use it on that guy and it would hurt him.
Oh, smite.
Yeah, smite, and I'll get my lay of hands on because I only have
one.
Yeah,
yeah,
that one and we can all cuddle up on the bed.
I'm going to sleep in the hole in the ground.
There's 14 charges on that one.
Yes. Daylight is a level 3 bard spell.
Okay.
And the lesser restoration is...
Tyler, were you offended on the last podcast when we were acting like we were you and...
Did you
I haven't listened to it yet.
Oh, don't listen.
Probably didn't say a whole lot if you're acting like me.
I said more than you could.
Yeah.
Well, you
know, not funny.
There it is. It's a level 3 spell. Or no, level 2, sorry. Less than restoration.
Would you like me to use it on you, buddy?
Oh, I thought you already did.
I did not, I just hit you with it.
No, well, we should use it because I already took the benefits.
And you took the damage from me hitting, too.
Well, I gotta see if I did it right, because I have to fake the command word, because I don't know what it is.
Shamaluba!
So,
yeah, I like that. That sounds good.
Oh.
What'd you roll?
14.
It's low for you.
And it's used magic device, correct?
Wait, I'll aid him.
It's like a 20 for like even like the most basic magic devices.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty. It's a good skill to have, but you have to like put like a couple ranks into it to make it viable.
Yeah, I got a lot of ranks. So I just roll really well.
So why can't you use?
Bullshit.
So why can't you just use a wand? I don't understand. If it's magic, why do you?
Because it does. The wand goes along with it.
Yeah.
You don't automatically just know it.
Wait, but I found this book that says the word.
Yeah, and it's healing.
It's almost good. Thank you.
Oh hell.
Omoga Pancake. Omoga Pancake. There's this documentary on Netflix. It's about these two Down syndrome people getting married. You should watch it.
Horrible. Sounds so boring.
Dang, could you...
It's
who would plan the wedding? Who would plan the wedding?
Her mom, who's super rich.
Oh, hey.
That helps with your mental illness.
Yeah, like they buy an apartment that's huge, and then they have like half of it to themselves. It's called like Somebody and David. David and Somebody.
That way, I watched it based off
the title. No, Ashley picked it. I was.
She picked it off the title.
Well, she picked it, and I was barely watching it because I was studying, and then I just like got sucked into it and ended up watching pretty much the entire thing with her.
Want me to try again?
Yeah. Right,
go ahead. Does that waste a charge? If you
try that's what I was looking at.
I don't believe so because you don't technically fire it, you know?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
The wand just gets mad and hits, bites you.
It talks to you. It's like, hey, stop. Hit me. Use me to hit him again. That's all you're getting out of me, buddy.
Can I try to
use
it?
It does not.
Not unless you have it, the skill.
What's the skill?
Use magic device.
Yeah, I've got it. I've got a plus 12 to it.
Oh, really?
I've not rolled above a 5 on any of these rolls.
Alright, well, they're just all hanging
there
out.
There you go.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Bonk!
Cirrus and... Snorlax have their, like,
I say,
personal data device.
Well, I was waiting.
Totally usable in the Shadowrun.
Hey, I felt something out of that.
Let's, we should rest in this room for a bit so I can get my spells back.
What spells?
And my hit points.
How many hit points do you have left?
I'm at 18.
Yeah, the guy took it easy on
him. Yeah,
lucky he dropped that sword. Mm-hmm. His full attacks are brutal.
He's lucky we didn't kill him faster.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand, but they always put the bosses in these tiny ass rooms. And it's just like gang flank.
Are you supposed to play
gang flank time?
Are you supposed to play with this many people?
Hmm? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's exactly
four
size.
Yeah, four is like ideal.
Okay.
So I'll have to really make sure I go over the adventure path if we end up doing that and make sure that like nothing's like retarded. All the reviews I've read so far said it's super awesome.
Well, let's
it was like mixed with this one.
We need to find the heart.
You sure do.
Where have we not gone? Because this map's like all over.
There's a door here and here.
All right, we go to one of those doors.
Yep, go down that way. Let's go to the one that the thing ran out of.
That would be this one. All
right, let's go do that one.
Inside there, it's just a normal bedroom, very similar to the one you were in here.
Are any fletchlings?
These are like apartments.
Are fletchlings around anywhere?
You don't see anyone around in this room anymore.
But just in the area, like in the other rooms?
Nothing that you can hear without rolling a perception check.
Seven.
Your casual 10 was better than that.
Alright. Well, let's...
How do you, like, hear less? You start mumbling yourself.
Well, let's go down one of those... Well,
so, in the first door, it was just a normal bedroom?
Yes. This right here was just one of the apartments that the fetchlings have.
All right, let's try the next one over.
All right. Let me find it.
All right.
Did Trent find the ticket online? Did you send him the website?
I did. I don't know if he checked it out. After I sent back to him that you couldn't make it this week, he said to me, "You are the engineer of the roller coaster emotion I am on."
What?
He called me the engineer of the roller coaster of emotion that he is on.
Have you ever seen the movie from the 70s about a roller coaster that like can't be stopped? And so they call in the world's best roller coaster engineer, played by George Segal. And he
sounds made up.
No, right, doesn't it? It sounds fake.
Well, isn't it technically isn't it made up?
I mean, that's yeah.
It didn't really
that's
happen.
True.
So what happens? Does he I mean what
I don't my dad just
a documentary?
My dad just told me about it one time and yeah, he has to like terrorists like hijack the roller coaster. Which, it's a fucking roller coaster. That's what I don't understand.
Too much fun.
Yeah, we're gonna make you vomit.
Well, there's that design of the guy designed that roller coaster that would kill the a prison or people on death row. So it's like a roller coaster, but at the very end, you do a crazy fast drop and then a loop, and you're dead by the end of it.
You guys enter the store, I'm sorry, what are you guys opening it?
The G forces.
Snorlax kicked the door in.
That's right, I did.
You can't give you a roll, buddy.
Roll.
D20, that shit.
That's an 8.
Yeah. Well, you can kick it in. It just splinters apart.
Okay.
It's a weak ass door. Weak ass.
Does the house moan?
Inside, you hear this children, all children, the other children scream. This appears to be one of their rooms.
Hi, kids! We're here to play!
We killed your dad!
And, yeah, they're just, like, crying and kind of sniffling over here in the corner still.
I fly up to them really slowly and eerily.
Sinuous, curving shapes topped with delicate spines rise seamlessly from the floor to form distinctly uncomfortable-looking furniture. Black flowers appear to bloom everywhere, but they, like everything else in this chamber, are formed from a colorless, textureless shadow substance.
The furniture is made out of what?
Shadow.
Just, like, that same substance you guys that the walls are made of. And like, they're rising from the floor, like, they're protruding from the floor to form the furniture.
I go and poke the furniture with a stick.
Nothing happens.
You
can tell that it's still kind of slowly vibrating.
I fly very gently up over to children and say, "Why are you crying?"
Because you killed our only chance out of here.
No. How so? How was he going to get you out of here?
He was going to make a deal with the Baron once he came to his senses.
What was
and wanted the shadow substance to stop.
The what?
The shadow substance.
Why don't you show us where the Baron is, and we can make a deal?
The Baron's outside the mirror.
Oh, I meant the guy, the heart. Where's the heart?
I don't know where the heart is.
I don't think you know where the heart is.
You kids are dumb. What do you learn in school here? There's not that much to know.
There isn't a school. You don't want pancakes in your pockets.
How do you know what pancakes are? I thought you didn't know what pancakes were, huh?
Lucas Sartre told us a lot. He said they were most delicious everything, and the Strix would never be able to make very good ones.
What?
David started crying.
Lucas Sartre's a liar! He's a big, big, mean bully! And I fly out of the room.
Yeah, give me a will save to make sure you don't cry.
That's a 24.
Right, he killed it in, but he's still funny.
He's like, the
your bottom lip's like quivering.
All right. Someone should pet all your bottoms.
Where else can one deadly tear roll down your face?
I asked the group if anybody else noticed where we could go. I think.
You asked them again where the heart is?
No.
Or,
the group.
Did anybody do a perception check in this room?
I did say it.
Did anybody perceive?
No, you just you said
like
I asked
him.
Yep, sure am.
Like literally ask him. Don't just say it. Ask him.
Did you guys go
20
anywhere else?
Perceiving in the room. I don't know.
20.
What the heck?
What's your question?
Don't see anything out of the normal. Just
is there
any
door
one of the children's rooms?
Yeah, there's two over
there.
Doesn't
seem to be anything of worth taking.
You're welcome.
Over there.
No, right there. Right behind Snorlax. There's two of them.
Oh, okay.
Or just one of them, I guess.
Yep, that's it for that room.
Alright, well, I tell the kids that they're a bunch of big meanies.
That you got.
And then Snorlax kicks open the door to the other room.
Boom!
I'll never be able to cast them. Well, I'll be able to fake cast them, but other than that, they're useless to me.
Yelling boom when you actually open the door.
And he botched it.
Boom! Is what I said when I fell back after I hit
you,
my head.
You didn't kick the door in?
I don't know, that's up to you.
What did you roll?
A one?
Yeah, you didn't.
I go over there and turn the doorknob and open the door.
Boring! I fly and try to...
You take 1 point of damage for, like, twisting your ankle.
Ouch!
Ouchies!
Yeah, the door. You open the door, no problem.
And then as I open it,
he's like, once we leave out of here, I'm not playing bad cop for a long time.
No, you need to get iron boots.
Perceive into the room.
Oh, you do? What do you think you see?
Who's at a third?
What do you want to see? I want to see the heart, and it's just like, kill me.
22.
Yeah, the heart's just sitting in there. Oh, we never went in that room.
What's going on down there?
Down where?
Oh, that's what the other room we were looking at?
Yes, this is the one that he's...
Is there a heart, though? On
the side? Yeah, there's a big dumping heart, and it's just like, kill me.
Stab it.
I don't have it.
I do.
There's not.
I just randomly said stab it.
Oh.
Stab it.
Okay, I stabbed the wall.
Oilless stab it.
I stabbed the wall.
Nothing happens.
Okay, I fly in the room. What's in here?
Thick plush draperies cover the walls in this room.
Ooh.
Making the darkness seem even more oppressive.
Thick and plush.
Can we,
While not quite luxurious, the furnishings and decorations here are comfortable and more than just functional.
More than just functional.
That sounds pretty
cool.
There must have been an interior designer stuck in this house.
You're right.
Okay, can we act like... Can we do what they did in The Sound of Music and take the drapery down and make clothing out of it and we can all wear it?
No.
Why?
Oh, who rolled a second check?
16!
Go,
did
roll,
y'all want that?
26.
You immediately notice another Shay. He's like standing by one of the curtains on the windows. Right?
Shay, it ain't so.
Right here.
That was from the last one.
For some reason, this room has curtains all covering the windows, even though the windows are reflective. He immediately sees you guys, and it's just kind of like he doesn't say anything, but he's just very curious. Like he's got a very inquisitive look on his face, and that's it.
I want to fly up to the.
They have masked face. How do we know?
I want to go up to the window and like push the drapes aside and look out the window.
You just see yourself.
I want to try to
break it. I'm outside!
I want to, like, poke, like, hit the window and see if I can try to break it.
Okay. Give me a strength check.
14.
The window breaks open, and, like, this, like, vacuum of space just sucks you out of it and you die.
Holy shit. Hi, guys.
Nothing. You bang on it, nothing happens. It's just a reflection of yourself punching a window.
Shay, what's going on?
What's up?
Okay, and then after I do that, I look over at this guy. I'm like, hey, what's up?
on a serious note.
So this is what happens. He walks in, goes up to the window, and he's like, "Oh, nothing happens to you."
Yeah, the Shea puts his hand on like his sword, and he's just kind of staring at you as you're banging on the window. And again, he doesn't say anything.
Guys, on a serious note, we are not at our minimal pun usage.
That's
for
true.
This episode.
I was trying to think of what.
Yeah, let's get the heart.
I look at him while he's holding on to the handle of his sword, and I say, "Who are you, Hillary Clinton?"
Gives you another kind of cocks his head.
The hilt of the sword.
He goes, he gets more powerful. Yeah, his biceps grow.
I actually try to talk and go, "Hey,
I hope you're not
who are you?
I hope you're not friends with Necosaur. He's dead."
Shh, don't say he just sort of looks, and he's just like,
"What is he like?"
What is he like?
Go on.
No. He looks at Olmo, and he says,
"What does he say?"
He's like, "You're not from here. Where are you from?"
"I'm outside the mirror. Who are you?"
He's like, "I was put in here 900 years ago, roughly, I think."
By who?
And he sort of just stares up like this, like the ceiling again.
Whoops.
Again. He just kind of looks up.
I look up too. What's up there?
I'm used to crazy.
Yeah, fly
true.
Above him so he's looking
very
close.
True.
This is not
oh, that's
crazy
a good idea.
At all.
Yeah.
I fly up to the ceiling.
Hey, what you
looking
at?
Yeah.
The ceiling is like 10 feet.
I feel like Caden Kaling should reject you.
What? He loves me. I'm aloof.
Okay, you keep saying that, but I don't think that word means what you think.
Yeah, it means you're kind of goofy and strange.
Kind of goofy. You're beyond kind.
I was just rolling for fun.
Was it?
Is there anything on the ceiling when I fly up there to look?
I didn't say what I was doing before, though.
Well, I want to ask him if he knows where the heart is.
He shakes his head. No.
Does anybody know where his heart is? I ask him that.
Does this heart even exist?
He's like, "Do you know?"
I don't. Does anybody? Do you know if anybody in this place knows where the heart is?
He said no. You asked if anybody knew. I asked you also if you knew.
That'd be funny. You guys have this big argument. Yeah. No, you. Do you? Do you?
Said,
oh,
anybody,
I just
asked
that.
If I knew, I wouldn't be asking. Do you know Necosaur?
Yeah, he's my brother.
Oh, sucks he's dead, huh?
He's like, what? He takes a step closer to you. He's like, where? What is wrong with him? What did you do to him?
Well,
what he did to us.
He tried to attack us. We just went in there to ask him stuff, and he tried to kill us.
All right.
Roll for initiative.
You can tell that you're not lying, so.
Yeah.
So, go ahead and roll for initiative.
Oh, man. I like fights.
I'm glad I walked out.
That's not a deep one. But it looked cool.
All right, Olmo?
I got a 13.
Oyla?
21.
Syros? And Sorlax.
Syros with a 22. 10.
Oh,
you're going to tell me that
song you did, bitch.
I was making sure that was
you know
it.
That song?
No.
Oh, come on.
What song is it?
Like I Die Do Ya.
It's Rack
City. Like I Die Do Ya.
By
no,
Tyga.
Well, not Tyga.
10, 20 something. All right,
Zero, you are up first.
Rack City, bitch.
All
right.
So,
bitch.
It's this guy?
Yep.
100.
All right.
Next.
Oyla.
All right. As a swift action, I'm going to use my last lay of hands on myself.
Okay. You feel refreshed. I'm like a virgin.
You want to not... You please not touch yourself at the moment? You know, maybe attack this guy.
I'm going...
Yeah, he reaches his hand into his costume. Like,
oh, yeah. I'm going to lay my hand. Right.
Like, I killed your brother.
Oh,
yeah.
22. You hitting him? You
yeah.
Whacking him?
Yeah.
All right. That's a hit.
So,
and that's a 12.
Okay. Olmo, would you like to go? Yeah, you're gonna have to tell that to explain it to your cohorts first.
Alright, well, I'll try to whip again.
Well, he didn't know where the heart is. What good is he?
Ooh.
Yeah?
Possibility?
Probably not.
but it's higher than I got before. That is a 12.
Close, but no. You just kind of whip him and he just stares at you.
Stop it!
Hey, we should kill right, this guy with his bow swords.
He's
ooh.
Close.
Did you take him?
I have one, but it's not equipped.
Stick it out real quick.
Stick it out. Whip it out.
What do you have for a weapon?
Yeah.
Oh, he just like his brother, he botched.
Yeah, just a hand axe.
Not anymore.
Yeah, he just misses.
You're just like your brother. He dropped his weapon, too.
Pay attention. What just happened?
He's rolled
here.
He's shifting.
Into what gear?
Overdrive.
Alright, then it goes to the zero.
Technically, overdrive is in gear.
It's my turn.
You're right.
It's a
you're
movie.
The car guy.
It's my turn again?
It's not maximum overdrive. Is that what you shift into? Yes.
He went?
No.
Thank you. Is my turn?
Maybe. Yeah.
Can I see you pass this guy right here?
1, 2, 3.
I don't even know what you're doing. That's not even part of the map.
I'm going to hit him with my hammer.
Oh, you are?
And
you
oh,
do it.
19. Boom! Does it hit him? I got a 25. That is that
25
good?
Altogether.
Is that a hit?
Oh, so you hit him too?
No. I'm just trying to tell you what he's saying.
Yeah, I know what he's saying.
Okay. Really? But I didn't.
Boom! That's all.
9.
Boom!
9. I go to this kid. What?
Is he able, like, if I tried to grab him, is he grabbable?
Almost
feel uncomfortable.
Okay. What did you roll to almost grab him?
13.
Or 12.
Almost grab him.
Almost grabbed him.
What are you erasing your number, putting a higher?
No, I factored out the will. I factored out my wisdom bonus and my will and just put
okay.
it back.
Yeah, that's a temporary.
Yes. That's interesting.
Shift the
gear. Whoa.
Oops, I thought
and
a warning.
I whisper in his ear, feels a sharp pain in my dagger. Or my short sword, I mean.
And he says,
your brothers. I rolled a whopping.
He says no.
12.
Yeah, he's like, no.
Is that in your new bonus for your magic weapon?
It is not. I rolled a 13.
Oh, and it's flanked.
Yeah, yeah, that didn't already. I thought the flanking.
Oh, no, I did not add that in either.
What? You're just going to keep adding up numbers?
I didn't add I always forget about that. So 9. No, wait. It'd only be 14.
Alright, nice.
15?
15.
Because I did add in that number already.
Yeah.
So,
anyway, it goes to.
Me.
Oil. Yes, sorry.
Well,
Island.
Okay.
Too many OL names.
Something fun to happen because David always like stops where one listens.
I want to grab him and fly him up to the ceiling.
Okay.
Please and try to get.
It is only like 10 feet tall. It's a bedroom.
Oh. Thought it was, what was he
saying? Hey,
about?
Look at this!
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mean.
If you were in a place that tortures you for 900 years, I think you'd be a little.
Well, what
weird
if
too.
I.
Actually, that might make a lot of sense for your character.
Backstory.
What? Can I grab him, fly him up, and then just drop him?
Yeah.
Okay.
What? God, I don't even know if that's enough for a D. What is it? A D6 for 3 feet or 5 feet?
It's D6 every 10 feet.
No. Okay, sure. Well, I guess it would be 10 feet, though, because you'd have
yep.
to, like, put him prone up against the ceiling
too?
And then drop him.
How tall is he? Cause
all right.
He's, like, 6
feet.
Well,
just move me
he's
over
tall.
To
he's
him.
He's going to fall 4 feet.
He's going to fall. But David could flip him around and drop him on his back.
All right.
Trying to hit him? Are you trying to pick him up and fly
oh,
around?
No, I was just messing with my die.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I tried to hit him. I was not.
All right. Now we go to Homo.
Can I hit him from here with a whip? 50-foot range.
I'll allow it.
I'm going to get this guy.
I'm going to trip him.
Oh, my fucking God.
What draw?
11. Plus.
Ooh.
Wait for it. 14.
Isn't that what you rolled last time?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it's close, though.
Closer.
I'm getting closer.
Sorry, just keep warming up.
Gotta keep him alive one more time.
It rolls, dies. Alright, now it's his turn again. Yeah, maybe.
Was he hitting me?
No. Oh, wait, no.
Why
you have a low AC.
Why don't Shays like me?
15 hit your AC? Ties it, right?
Do I still have that evil thing? Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, sound like last one. So, yeah, it's a hit.
1 minute.
Several of those.
It sure has. Like apples. Oh, yeah.
6 points of damage? No, seven, sorry.
And it is. The thing touched you, so.
And then he's going to.
I'm all out of those. We need to rest.
Knock him over. He's not prone.
Can't be flanked now. He looks even says that.
Why not?
Because his back against the wall.
Oh, that's a safe position.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. He might live. All right, now it goes to Slax.
I've been hitting him anyway, so
I move up to him, and I look at him.
And I say,
and I attack him.
And I miss.
16.
That's a hit, never mind.
9.
9 plus what?
Just 9. Plus what?
What's this new character?
Does you wrong.
Me hit bad man.
It's not.
You should roll. You should play. You should roll a character that gets dumber the more crits you get. Like we'll make your like your critical threat range increases, but then your intelligence score goes even lower. All
right.
Yeah, you think
him?
You can go?
Oh, I can't even use a hand.
Huh? Crossbow. Isn't it a exotic weapon?
Yeah.
Jesus. Jesus, God. Jesus, God.
You hit him, Syros?
No.
No.
Not even close.
All right, my turn. Let me give it a whirl.
I'm just gonna gouge out my own face.
That'll be an 18.
That's it?
Hey! Wow!
Could you imagine if you saw all this in real time, all four of us like trying to hit this guy, we're all like,
well, it goes a lot
faster. Some of us miss, and then he's like, ouch! And then he tried to hit us, it's stupid.
Well, no, one round of combat lasts 6 seconds. So everything that we're doing goes really quick in time. So it's like an actual
that's
fight
exactly
speed.
What I'm saying.
Seven.
Like, we're all like,
so why are you swinging all slow?
Four of us
you hit him for seven?
Yes.
No, that swinging slow. I'm taking all four of us are hitting him at the same
yeah,
time.
A,
no, I took seven damage.
Guys, I can't even get in there, guys.
Oh, you hit him for seven damage?
Yeah, sorry. Well, Omo, you're tiny. You can cram him between our legs.
Yeah. I,
what's that?
I tried that before. I won't fall for that.
Never trick. Again. Almost became Omo Breeze Hole.
I don't like to talk about it.
That's right. But everyone
knows about it. Oh, well. Can I try to trip Snorlax?
Yes.
Yeah, 3 minutes.
You should try
to trip him on
you
it.
Should go get one of the kids and use it as a hostage.
Yeah, because that's something a good character.
I don't think he's good.
Creepy uncle.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought he's like chaotic good.
I'm neutral good.
You're neutral good.
I'm neutral.
I do what I feel right.
Right. What feels good.
Yeah.
Neutral. Better get back to your phone. It's only been 3 minutes.
That's why I don't like
having her.
How much
did they leave? We messed up. On Facebook.
I wish Forrest Gump was on
Who's
Netflix. I want to watch that movie,
okay.
But I don't own it.
Yes.
I want to try to aim.
Get back to your phone.
Go back
to your
something.
Who is
it? So, Lex, you can rub in your belly to help you hit better.
I didn't really help you very much, but
he's just bad in your belly. It's your turn.
I'll give you an attaboy.
Go get me.
I didn't really touch you.
Pat your stomach, though.
You're kind of sweaty.
That worked.
22.
That's it.
Oh, boy. 5.
He dies. He was at 1 HP.
I just wanted to know what was on the ceiling.
He's like,
he did all the damage there.
I
don't know.
It's the ceiling. And he dies.
Loot the body.
Oh, yeah? Make a reflex save.
Oh, yeah! That was my entourage.
Oh, yeah!
I just like to say that.
That was my Kool-Aid impression.
Oh, yeah! That was my macho man.
He has a hatchet.
And a hatchet.
Just the hatchet. Normal studded leather armor.
Boring.
And 300 gold pieces.
What?
Which aren't actually from this time period. Your time period, you guys
oh, these are
oh,
useless. Do these match the gold pieces that we got from inside the cave of awesome?
They do not.
We can take them to that guy.
Well, they're probably 900 years old.
They won't even take this gold. It's too old.
Can we melt it down and make it regular gold?
Right here?
Yeah.
Why would you melt
it
down?
Make it regular gold. Gold
what are
is gold.
Again?
It's like
smithy.
I smith together
this
some
water
beer.
Is expired. It's whole.
Can we rest in this room? I need to get my spells back.
You don't have any spells.
Okay, whatever you call them. The things that I can do. That are magical. What would you call them?
The touch yourself and make you feel
abilities.
Good.
Abilities.
The touch yourself.
That's a lame name. I like illusions.
Illusories. Illusions.
There's no time for magic tricks. They're illusions. Yeah,
can we rest?
I'm
resting. I don't care what they
magic?
Do.
Okay.
I curl up on the comfy and fashionable furniture.
Hold on. Let's see if the house is going to let
you
do
believe
that. He lays down and has a boy.
And I go, oh, it sounds just like the Strix homeland. And
you
I
lay down and rest, and it doesn't seem like anything happens.
And they're not doing anything.
I don't know what you said. You didn't care.
Okay. So I get.
You guys gonna go roam the halls with whatever you want.
Yep. We're gonna keep going.
So what do I get?
Well, it's what 1 HP per 8 hours, and your paladin abilities come back every 24 hours.
Yeah, and we rested for about 3 minutes before we say we've got to get going. So you get a slight fraction of HP back.
So no, yeah. I rested for 8 hours.
Okay. So
you got 8 HP back.
So yeah, that all.
I got one.
Yeah, all right, fine, that's fine. Yeah, that'll be 1 HP, and then you'll get your smite back.
Yay.
And
are we all resting?
Yeah.
That's up to you guys. He said he was going
to
do it right.
I'd like to rest.
I'm at full HP and everything. So
I have 18 out of 39.
I'll cast Cure Light Wound just for resting 3 hours.
I'm missing 21.
So we go to full HP.
Snorlax, how many hit points do you need?
He's like 15 or 16. He's at like 17 or something like that. Well, yeah,
I mean,
well,
AC?
I'm casting
my actual one.
Yeah, he needs you to heal his AC.
Oh, no, all said, the only number I have is 17
him.
Or 16.
That's
I
what
got,
you said your HP was
I
at.
I got I'm two apiece for you guys. 6 and 12 for Snorlax.
Yay!
10 and... 14 for...
I only need it. Well, thank you for the extra 2, though. Snorlax, if you want my 14, we can have an extra 2.
And then I go sleep.
Sleep. So how much are you going to get?
You can have 14, I'll take the 12.
Okay. What's Oily dreaming about?
Caden.
Hey.
Caden, Kayleen.
I like how everybody's like sleeping in a world that you don't need sleep in.
I'm just sitting there going, why doesn't anybody seem to like me? I try to talk to them, they all think I'm weird, they turn their backs on me, I offer them pancakes, I do backflips, I don't know
and
why.
Everybody else like, shut up and go to sleep. Sleep is for quiet.
Once again, people
all
do
right,
not
well,
like me.
8 hours pass, he's talking to sleep all night. You wake up.
I think that Shane is right. I think those kids are right. He's never going to be able to make pancakes.
You get your hit points back.
He cries all night.
You get your one hit point back. You get your spells. What little bit you did get back?
Their abilities, Dustin.
But then, just trying to make you feel better. Anyway, but you don't feel the rest that you normally would feel with sleeping.
You're still hungry
because the house is.
Yeah, you're still hungry.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresandpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.